I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 12. Coming up, traffic ticket amnesty bill passed in the lower house, Craft Development Institute to be established in St. Anne's Bay, and entry to Emancipation Jubilee 2017 free of cost. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, serve with excellence, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Delinquent motorists will be afforded the opportunity to pay outstanding fines on traffic tickets without incurring a penalty or interest through an amnesty scheduled to run from August 2 to October 31. The Road Traffic Temporary Ticket Amnesty Bill was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday to facilitate the amnesty. The bill seeks to enhance revenue administration and collection and allow persons an opportunity to clear their driving record before the enactment of the new Road Traffic Act. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the amnesty will affect tickets issued from September 1, 2010 to July 31, 2017.
Presently, Mr. Speaker, the data shows that the outstanding traffic tickets in the courts total a sum of $2,283,841,900. Additionally, the records of the Inland Revenue Department shows that there is $565,925,300 in outstanding tickets as at December 31st, 2016. As such, this amnesty will seek to facilitate the collection of these monies for the public purse.
The National Security Ministry will roll out a public education campaign to support the traffic ticket amnesty. Three entities have signed a contract for the completion of a business case plan for the establishment of a Craft Development Institute, CDI, in St. Anne's Bay. They are Ziacom Limited, the Tourism Product Development Company, and the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts. The CDI will be responsible for providing training and certification to current and potential craft producers, supporting the development of authentic Jamaican craft, and protecting new designs, among other objectives. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the CDI will form the basis of entrepreneurship and provide the framework for more jobs to be created.
So, we are about giving to the public, to the world, a true sense of what authentic Jamaica is all about.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the contract signing ceremony in New Kingston on Tuesday. Minister of Sport Olivia Grange is leading a delegation to Kazan, Russia for the 6th International Conference of Ministers and Senior Officials responsible for physical education and sport. International Conferences of Sport Ministers have been organized by UNESCO since 1976 to sharpen public policies, promote gender equality in sport, improve school sport, and to implement the UNESCO International Convention Against Doping in Sport. Some 500 delegates, including sports ministers and experts, are expected to attend the event, which runs from July 13 to 15. It will focus on access to sport as a fundamental right for all and the promotion of investment in sport and physical education. Minister Grange says she'll be using the opportunity to network with colleague ministers from other countries with which Jamaica shares interests, while noting that the island is viewed as one of the key players in sport globally. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says entry to this year's Emancipation Jubilee will be free of cost. The annual Emancipation Jubilee celebration, organized by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, is set for July 31 at the Seville Heritage Park in St. Anne.
Here we are celebrating a culture that is distinctly ours, Jamaican, but influenced largely by what is distinctly African. A culture that survived the years of enslavement. A success that we owe to our ancestors who in their own relentless way ensured that what was culturally endemic to them remained intact in a society that was alien to them.
Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange speaking at the recent launch of the Emancipation Jubilee in St. Anne. She says though entrance is free of cost, tickets will be printed for crowd control purposes. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.